You're listening to the newly rebranded Raising Her Game podcast.
What really frustrates me, like to the edge, is when you see all these programs and coaches and people out there professing, you don't need to work hard to see results. Mm. It doesn't take time. It can happen overnight. Work smarter, not harder. Now, I'm totally with working smarter, not harder.
Yes.
But I think it is absolute BS that people think that you don't have to work hard.
You're listening to the Brave Business Podcast, brought to you by Anna Janik and Florencia Pike, where business strategy meets mindset mastery. Get ready to step outside your comfort zone and get empowered in your life and business.
Welcome to episode 20 of the Brave Business Podcast. We're Anna and Florrie, the queens of small business, and we deliver female entrepreneurs both the business and mindset tools needed to start, grow, and scale your small business for success.
Yes.
Welcome back.
Whoop, whoop. All right. So, you know, custom hashtag winning.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's get right into it. And we've got a big shared one.
Yes.
In today's episode. And that is that we have successfully booked and locked in the time and date for our BSFM end of year event amongst all of our students. And we will personally be there to meet every single one of you.
And do some little awards.
Correct. So that's pretty exciting. The awards were a lot of fun last year.
It's kind of become tradition. We kind of did it last year and then everybody hollered to have it back.
Yeah.
Like, well, what are we doing this year? And it's just a really great opportunity for everyone to come together because so many people have these amazing relationships online.
They do, yeah.
Like the friendships that have been created in our community are just insane. And, you know, people going off having conversations, having coffees and then coming together at events like this. It's amazing. It's actually amazing that you can create such amazing friendships through social media.
And it's so nice to
community
put, like, faces to names. Yeah. I mean, I know you see their little face on their Facebook profile and whatever, but it's not the same. Like, it always just feels so surreal to meet all the ladies who we've been having these conversations with, you know, in some cases for a year or more if they haven't, you know, if they didn't come last year. And it's just so awesome. So, yeah.
Can I just say that I was going to say every year, but every time someone meets me, they go, "You're so short." Like, yes, I'm 5'2", thank you. Maybe I sound loud and big when it comes to my personality or the message I'm delivering. But yes, I am in fact a short ass.
Oh my God. Can I just say, sorry, to your point. So I posted a photo on Instagram that Mia from Mia Murphy Photography took of us some time ago. And, like, we're standing back to back, and everyone's like, "Anna looks like you're towering over."
Like a midget, yeah.
It doesn't help that I'm pretty tall, though, as well.
No.
Whenever we do, like, videos, one of us has, don't you often have to, like, sit on a cushion or a different chair? Yeah. Because we're, like, yeah.
Have to have the same height, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm on a much higher chair she right is. Now. Awkward. You should actually see, like, her husband is ridiculously tall. When I go and say hello, I'm like, "I think I just broke something in my neck." Oh, anyway, that should maybe be a hashtag losing for me, hey? But I always got told, and I always stand by this, good things come in small packages, people. So
yeah,
if you're short like me,
go.
Embrace it.
That's a good
it.
Mantra. Yeah. Totally. Well, speaking of hashtag losing.
It's kind of a losing winning, isn't
yeah.
it? It's a losing winning. But yeah.
Well, I mean, so basically over the last few months, we have experienced a lot of business growth and it's been awesome.
Yep.
Like, wouldn't have it any other way.
Amazing. Very, like, it's amazing. Yeah.
It's absolutely phenomenal. And, you know, working with more students and now we have Beyond Brave and the Mastermind. It's been awesome, awesome, awesome on all fronts. The only kind of losing thing is that we have been having to pour in quite
so much more time.
A few more hours.
Yeah.
But the exciting thing is that we're looking to bring on more staff.
Yep, we certainly need help. And I think that this is actually a bit of a warning or a take heed, I think, for everyone out there is when you start to see growth in your business is to get ahead of the curve, man.
Yeah.
Get ahead of it with people because otherwise you'll find you're drowning. And we've certainly got to the point when, like, we've got feelers out, we're talking to people, we're getting things in place to help us with our content strategy and kind of editing and bits and pieces for the podcast. But yeah, you kind of need to be ahead of the game so you don't drown, basically.
Yeah, totally.
Because Florrie's obviously about to go on maternity leave.
That doesn't
and
help.
And we're like,
okay. 2 weeks, but still,
a massive 2 weeks
help.
Off.
Yeah.
But yeah, like this, everything is just like our diaries are like slammed full with, yeah. you know, contacts and conversations and teaching and clients
and introductions.
And it's amazing. But yeah, it's suddenly like we've kind of hit this massive peak of like growth.
Yeah.
Where I don't think in some ways with the hours that we had and we have around our kids have been prepared for it. So now we're kind of scrambling to kind of get the support staff in and then everything will balance out again. But yeah, so staff, if you're starting to get busy, seriously, get those feelers out and get them in.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. All right, so.
I feel like that. Oh, there's so much happening. Okay, what's next?
But it's exciting.
Yes.
It's really exciting. So tell us about today's show,
Anna. Today's show, this topic is, after we've just talked about what's been happening for us, ironically, is it's all about actually for people who are feeling like it's not happening for them yet.
Mm.
We see it a lot of people just saying, why isn't it happening for me? What, you know, why am I not there? Why am I not getting the results? And this has been front of mind because we've done a lot of live teaching, a lot of webinars and things recently where we communicate a lot with new people and business owners.
Yeah.
And they might be 3, 4, 6 months in, 12 months in, even 2 years in. And some of them are just feeling frigging frustrated that they're just not getting anywhere, yeah. that they're not getting those results. And we completely get it. We absolutely identify with that. Maybe you feel that you are doing all the right things. Mm. You're pouring all the hours in. You're focusing on all the right areas and your business is still limping along. Well, we wanted to kind of create an episode to kind of, I don't know, I guess give you a bit of a wake-up call, give you some things to think about and ask yourself, you know, really, should you be there yet? Or have you really been doing the right things? Are you being the person you need to be to get results? Just so that you can stop and take a moment and actually put that frustration into perspective so that you can do something positive with it.
Yeah, definitely.
And get momentum.
Yeah, I really agree. And I think that it'll, the messages that you just went through, I think they probably relate to everyone because even if you've had some highs, guaranteed you've had
yeah.
some lows or you're gonna have them. So don't worry. Take note here. Take heed because this will apply to you is what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's going to apply to everybody and I'm sure we'll come back and listen to
correct.
This every now and again too or remind ourselves of this podcast episode because it's got some good, great thought starters in here for you. So let's start with the first one.
Awesome. Okay, so you guys have heard us talk about this a lot and it's just so important. And number one thought starter is really that your foundations in your business are the most important starting place. So, you know, a lot of times we will have conversations with people who exactly they're coming to webinars and they've been in business 6, 12, 18 months and they've got a website and they're on social media and, you know, they've tried some paid Facebook ads and things just aren't happening for them. And then we ask them, okay, well, why don't you go through this blueprint and identify where the gaps are yeah. in your business? And they have a lot.
Yeah.
So they don't have a business plan. They don't know who their target market is. They don't know what their niche is. They are missing a lot of pieces
some
to the puzzle.
Them, oh my God, some of them don't even, people don't even have a pricing strategy.
No.
Or if they.
Or their financials.
They don't know their financials. Mm-hmm. They don't even know their break-even points. Like, so they've kind of, what we see is people kind of get so excited by the fun stuff.
That yeah, they do.
Get caught up in the starting a business. Here's my social media. Here's my product or service. And it's out there. And then they wonder why things aren't happening. It's because they really haven't done their due diligence. And we do bang on about this. And we will do so for eternity.
Exactly.
Because it's made our business.
I mean, it's stuff we revisit all the time, mm-hmm. to be honest. We always go back to, case in point, when we launched Beyond Brave, the mastermind, you know what we did? We went and we did the research.
Yeah.
And we looked at our competitors and we looked at their pricing and we looked at the tone they used on their website.
And
we
their niche, who they were talking to, what their points of difference were.
Everything. We did the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
So, you know, we use it at every turn and it is, this is why, and we're going to be giving you guys this cheat sheet, which is our 62 point guide,
a small business pro blueprint.
Yeah. Which has been downloaded now by almost 10,000, moms and female entrepreneurs around the world. Literally that document is like gold. I mean, it's what we revisit all the time
mm-hmm.
and it's when we launched Beyond Brave. what do you think we went through? We went through that document.
Well, and also the whole business school for mums was created based on going through that process.
Correct.
We taught, we teach, we do what we teach, essentially. Yeah. We walk the talk.
We preach.
Yeah, absolutely. So look, we're going to provide you with this, a small business play blueprint that you can download, businessschoolformums.com/podcast under today's episode. And we really urge you to go print this off, use it as a checklist. Mm. And ask yourself, do I really have all these things covered? If it's not happening for you, because guaranteed if there's gaps, that's why. If you don't know your audience, if you don't know these things, you cannot effective market, you know, market, your marketing is not going to be effective.
It's not
going
to work. You're going to waste your time. You're going to waste your money.
Yeah,
100%. And just a final thought here. So basically what you see in that blueprint is essentially what we practice and preach at, over here across all our brands, but also it's what we teach to our students. And it's basically what Small Business Pro, our flagship program at Business School for Mums, is based on.
Yeah, it's the it's part one of that. It's exactly. It's the foundation building stage to our coaching program, which then builds out your marketing, but only once you have your foundations in place. There's no one going into any of the marketing material.
They're not allowed.
Until they can tick off these points because they are so pertinent to ensure success. And do you know what, guys? It takes time going through this stuff.
It does. But it's well worth it. If you put the time in, it will pay itself back over and over again.
100%. And well, this really moves into the thought starter number two is just that it is going to take time. Okay. You need to invest time in this whole process in your business to see results. And what really frustrates me, like to the edge, is when you see all these programs and coaches and people out there professing, you don't need to work hard to see results. Mm. It doesn't take time. It can happen overnight. Work smarter, not harder. Now, I'm totally with working smarter, not harder.
Yes.
But I think it is absolute BS that people think that you don't have to work hard, that you can suddenly find a magic pill or formula, like as in, this takes work, and we tell our students when they come and join us, it's going to take work. You've got to put the hard yards in. And man, we have done the hard yards.
Oh gosh, yeah. I mean, well, again, I mean, we just shared with you our hashtag losing moment.
Yeah.
We're still, you know, it's a fine balance, right? Like, yeah, we're bringing on more staff and what have you, but we work really hard.
Yeah.
And, you know, it does take a lot of time. And the exciting thing is, though, is that if you do your due diligence and you are committed, and we'll talk more about that in a bit, you know, the results will come. But you do need to be patient, and you need to stay the course.
Yeah, we both did a year and a half in our own businesses and poured a ton of time in. When we started BSFM for the first 2 years, I mean, we're headed into nearly year three now, but pretty much for those first 2 years, we worked every night.
Yeah.
On weekends, like topped up whenever we could. It was full on. And we look at where we are now, and we did have a patch, and once we've onboarded new people, we'll be back at that point, I would say, where we're basically doing 3 days around our daycare days with children, and we top up here and there, and that's where we want to be. But we have got there through investing a lot of time in the lead up to that, and I think it's just being transparent that to be able to move, to be able to grow your business, you need to be investing time into it. Yeah. That said, with regards to the working smarter, not harder, there is definitely truth in the fact that it's definitely about quality rather than quantity, which means you do want to make sure the time you're investing, you're spending it on the right things.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with you. And I think a lot of people get trapped on that, you know, in that wheel, and you know, it goes back to doing the fun stuff. So a lot of people, they spent countless hours on social media and posting and interacting and these engagement pods. And look, I think it's fantastic. And I think that it so serves its purpose. I think it's awesome. But you do need to limit the amount of time that you invest in that stuff, because it's only going to get you so far.
Yeah, there are so many. And we've talked about the 80-20 rule. And we should probably do an episode on the 80-20
rule. We should, yeah.
But, you know, 20% of your efforts or where you're spending your time is the stuff that's going to deliver results. And that's why our first point was all about making sure you have those foundations covered, because, you know, really having a strong niche or a really cracking pricing strategy, or cross-selling, upselling, retention strategy, which we've talked about before.
Yeah, yeah.
These are the things that are going to make a difference, not you being on social media all the time. Like, it's really about kind of being spending the time that you do have on the right areas.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, on the topic of time, a lot of it comes down to your perseverance and your persistence and belief. And one thing that we say a lot to our students is that And I love this because I actually interviewed one of our students recently and she said it back to me.
And you were like, yes,
yes, I love that. That it's a marathon, not a sprint. You know, you got to just keep on keeping on. You got to keep going and you have got to take constant, deliberate action at every turn. And always you need to look to find that way forward and turn over every stone because it's not going to happen overnight. But if you are committed,
You will get there.
You will get there. Yeah. You will get results.
And I think we want to be like quite transparent here and just say the truth is that most businesses aren't going to be smashing it out the park in their first year, right? They're not. Especially if they haven't invested in support at all. Like there'll be the odd business that is the exception to the rule because they've just found the most amazing niche or a gap in the market and you know it's working. But other people, they're just missing so much stuff that they're not going to get there. And look, we had phenomenal success in our first year.
I was going to say,
business.
I feel like we were quite an exception, but we were just talking about this actually before launching this episode is that we were really fortunate. We had a little bit of we were ahead of the curveball basically because we had each had our own independent businesses where we had to figure a lot of shit out to be honest for a good year and a half and that gave us tons of learnings that we then used to apply when we launched Business School for Moms. So we kind of had a head start, so to speak.
We weren't starting completely from scratch.
Correct.
And we also had backgrounds in business, marketing, sales, strategy.
Mindset.
So there was so much stuff that we were coming to the table with when we launched Business School for Moms that it was kind of a no-brainer for us that it was going to take off. Like we had all the tools in the toolbox. That said, and you'll see we talk about this later, we have still invested an extraordinary amount of money in support, in education, in mentoring, because it's so, so important. But I won't ruin that point because there's a whole one on there.
Yeah. It's a beauty.
It is a beauty. I'm sorry, I just kicked you under the table in my excitement. It's have right. that.
I'm pretty used to getting kicked these days inside my inside stomach. Though. But anyway. So next thought starter for you, and I think this is something that we also talk a lot about to our students when they do get frustrated, is that we want you to remember you're doing something extraordinary. So honestly, like starting, growing, and nailing it in your business, like Anna just said, that's just, it's not normal. It's not going to happen overnight, okay? And that you are going against the grain. You're taking a risk. You're jumping off a cliff. And you need to give yourself some credit for that. You know, you are doing something exceptional.
Totally.
You know, how many times do people, like, come up to you or they say, oh, I've got this great idea. Like, I have to say, Mike, my husband, says this all the time. He's like, oh, my God, I have the best idea. And I'm like, yeah, that's a good idea, but you gotta go,
go do your due diligence.
Exactly. But also, like, it's one thing to have an idea, but then, you know, you
to need, execute.
Correct.
To bring it to life.
To jump off the cliff, to invest, to put skin in the game. All those things are scary, and you're doing them.
So many people don't.
Exactly.
They want to. They talk about it, but they don't. I actually remember, this is a long time ago, there's a boy I dated.
Yeah.
I say a boy, he was a man. But anyway, I remember walking in the park and he was someone that had ideas all the time. And I was like, do you know what? I turned around to him because I'm a doer. And I was like, I can't hear it anymore, mate. Unless you do something, I don't want to hear about them. Because you got to do something.
Yeah.
Like pick one and do it. And then I'll high five you. But just having the good idea,
it doesn't get you mean anywhere. Anything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We just want to, I guess, reinforce you are different. You're putting yourself out there, which is exceptional.
You're doing.
Yeah. So high fives.
Yeah. Give yourself a pat on the back. You know, I think it's so important to take stead and note of that you are doing and you're jumping off cliffs and you're taking risks and you got to give yourself some credit for that.
So yeah, it may not be happening right now, but you have still taken the leap.
Correct.
And it's about what happens next from there. Look, I think we also want to say in terms of this extraordinary journey, and as Flori alluded to before, it's like there's highs, there's lows, it's all over the place. We're investing a lot of time, you do. Yeah. But also we want to kind of highlight the fact that you're probably going to have to make sacrifices as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've certainly made lots of sacrifices over the last few years and no doubt we'll continue to make sacrifices at points as the business grows and things evolved. And for me personally, I've sacrificed a lot of our family savings. Like we've spent a lot of money as the business has grown, dipping in, even asking my dad for help at points to say, hey, dad, so don't have the cash flow right now, but would you help? Awkward conversation. But no, in all seriousness, we've had to do, you know, uncomfortable, risky things. And another thing for me personally, for the 2 years I lived in Perth, I pretty much like forfeited decent friendships because the time I had was invested in raising three babies with a husband away and a business. Flory was my soul friend. It wasn't quite that bleak, but do you know what I mean?
No,
With regards to where I can invest my time and energy, that's how it rolled.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. I can relate a lot, especially on that friendship note. And I mean, I have to say, even before we launched Business School for Moms, the friends bus was a lot more full than it is now. Now I really have to pick and choose because, you know, I'm not going for coffee every day. There's a lot of hustle.
Building an empire.
Correct. But I love it, and it's addictive, and I love what we do, and I love serving our students, so I wouldn't have it any other way.
Well, that's why it comes back to the why. Why you have to, like, be invested and have the skin in the game, because you know what you want at the end of it. It's you're serving a passion, or you're feeling like you're on purpose, and you're getting that freedom and flexibility, living life on your terms, like all of these things.
And it's exciting, I have to say, to start seeing like the fruits of the, you know, which we started seeing pretty early on in the game, but you know, the fruits of our labor really starting to pay off. And once you get to that point, I mean, it is so rewarding, and you'll see that it's worthwhile,
Is why you just keep on keeping on and being persistent. And I asked our students in our community like what they'd given up, because I just thought it was good for everybody to acknowledge what they were doing, and that it's part and parcel of the process. And so many people said money. So many, you know, they've invested a lot of money, family savings, same thing, time away from their partner, time away from their kids, friendships. But seriously, in every single one of the posts, for the most part, everybody was like, but you know, they were on their journey and it was worth it, and they were doing it for a reason, and they were proud of what they were working towards.
Yeah.
So we thought that was really important to share that. And I guess at this point, ask yourself here, like, what are your real expectations? You know, were you really expecting this to be quick and easy? Like, really?
Yeah.
You know, you're doing something so exceptional. Do you really believe that it should just be happening, or that you actually have to put the hard yards in and what have you? And I guess people...
100%. Well, and exactly. Like, so, you know, thought starter for you listeners is, you know, do you think... that, you know, individuals like Richard Branson, like Oprah, like Janine Ellis from Juice, like, do you think that they, or Boost Juice, sorry, do you think that they nailed it in their business in the first year? Like, or became an overnight success? Like, honestly, ask yourself that question, because I can hazard a guess that was a no. And I can tell you right now, I have read Richard Branson's book, and it did not happen overnight.
No.
You know, he took a lot of learnings from even his teens. He started being quite entrepreneurial, and like it was a process, you know, at every turn that he launched a business venture, he took those insights and then he applied to the next, and so on and so forth. But it doesn't happen at the click of a finger or the drop of a hat. You need to be committed, and we'll talk about that a little bit more too.
Overnight success, it's not a thing. I think it's a mirage, and really what goes on behind it is years and years, or you know, an hours poured in of people working hard, which kind of like, you know, comes back to that point. Okay, and point number four, which is a bit of a wake-up call and a hard one to swallow, but look, you are your results, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think... quite simply, like it boils back to how committed you are. And, I think, you know, we've talked about this a bit in the lead up to this point, but really it comes back to, okay, your commitment and how much are you dedicating toward that? How many hours are you putting in, and what are you doing to make your big picture vision come to fruition? And we've talked about big picture vision to you guys a lot, because that stuff is so important. Where are you headed?
What do you want? Where are you headed? And, you know, who are you being right now? Are you acting like a successful business owner and doing what needs to be done? Like, do you believe you can do this? Are you taking action? Are you, when you fail, do you get back up and keep moving? Or are you being emotional, procrastinating, overwhelmed, feeling sorry for yourself? Like, there's a list of blame, doubt, excuses, time management, comfort zone, Klingon, like... Does any of that resonate? Because, you know, essentially if you're falling into all those habits, that's who you're choosing to be at the moment. And
Totally. One key one for me that I've talked about, I think, before on this podcast, but it just comes up time and time again for me, especially with the conversations that I have with a lot of moms at like kindy pickup and, you know, the park. Oh, the time just isn't right, they say. And like, I am so sick of hearing that line. Can I just tell you?
It's the timing isn't right.
Mate, there's never a right time. Like, and I'm now at the point, even if I don't know someone and she throws me this line, I'm like, okay, honey, the time is never going to be right. You just got to jump off the cliff and deal with it. And often they look at you like, oh my God. Okay. That's a bit direct. But honestly, like if you know, that point of you are your results, if you're waiting for the right time to come, like, mate, you are
you're not taking action.
You are doing yourself a complete disservice, and you're blaming a completely extraneous and uncontrollable variable. Like, just go for it.
Well, this comes down to commitment, though. Ultimately, if you want something enough, then you make it happen. Like, you make it happen. You find time. You create time. You ask for help. You suck it up.
And you deal with it.
And this is why it's so important to take this personal responsibility for, you know, if you're not getting the results you want, ask yourself the role that you're playing in it.
Yeah.
You know, are you just allowing all these patterns and behaviors to take over and blaming other people? Because if you're believing yourself, you're taking responsibility, you're acting, you're asking for help, you're relentless, you connected to people around you that inspire you, you go for every twist and turn. That's the person that's going to be successful, that's going to make it work, that's going to keep being persistent and find a way, versus, you know, the person that sits there and moans about what's happening. Because do you know what? It's hard for everybody.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
Everyone makes sacrifices.
Crappy days and what have you. But it's in your ability to readdress that and keep persevering and pushing forward, which is where, you know, you will get the results that you want.
Yeah. Now, point number five, and it's something that we're very big on, is that you do not need to reinvent the wheel. So what we mean by this is, you know, if you have the possibility, and you all do listening to this right now, to travel the path of someone who's traveled the path before you and that you can learn from, seize that opportunity, because for you to go and figure it out on your own and spend and waste the time and money, you're going to get there, maybe, I don't know. But even if you do get there, you're going to take three times as long, if not longer. And spend
twice or five times as much money. It's so true. Like, we are massive believers in, why would you put yourself through the horror of having to figure everything out when people have already done it? And you can plug into people and so quickly change your results. Every single time we've plugged into training, to programs, to coaches, to mentors, we see results quickly. We learn, we apply, we go for it. Like, we've been working with someone recently and we've seen like a 50% increase already in a few short months.
Well, you were just year showing on year. Me.
Like, we were just looking at graphs year on year. Love the numbers. But yeah, and even that, like, we literally doubled our revenue went like 6 months in when we first did foray into kind of like working with mentors, and we doubled our revenue, and then that was set an upward trend. But it's, you know, it's a massive part for us of our business survival is plugging in to people and systems and processes and coaches, because we learn so much, and there is so much to learn. There still is.
Oh yeah, I mean, we were just having this conversation in the car as we drove here, where there was someone saying, oh, you know, I've worked in digital marketing a few years. And I said, oh, you know, that I was talking to Anna, expressing my thoughts around that. And I said, you know, that's so great that person's worked in digital marketing a few years. But I, hand on heart, always will put up my hand and say, I still have so much to learn. We all do.
Yeah.
It's exactly right. That word evolution, it's an evolving process. And especially with something like digital marketing, where the landscape
changes.
Yeah, the goalposts moves at such a speed, like nobody's on top of this. I mean, people even who are teaching courses around digital marketing, they are people who are figuring it out for themselves and manage to find something that works. But there's no formula, there's no like textbook on this, because it changes so quickly.
Yeah.
you know, so
education is hugely important.
Massive.
And it's one of the best things you can invest in. And we've, I mean, you would have heard that, and we've talked about this before and certainly had guests on the podcast
saying the same thing.
But, you know, if you can find a way to invest in support and to be plugged into people who get you, who can support you, who can deliver you the goods, then your business will, you know, double, and you'll be working smarter, not harder. The investment will most certainly pay itself off.
Definitely. And I think it also gives you like an extra layer of accountability when you have invested. I know for you and I, like, investing in programs, and especially like with our business coach, you know, it's not an inexpensive exercise. It's a lot of money. So it holds you accountable. You want to make that work.
You're going to make your investment work. And again, but this really feeds back into the last point, is in you have to take that personal responsibility.
Yes.
You are your results. So this is about you taking the leap, being committed, and then taking action. You invest and you frigging do.
Yeah, exactly right.
Oh, a bit passionate about this.
I know.
Let's leave it to Florian the cot.
Getting a bit fired up over here.
This episode's going to fire you up when we start talking about it. Oh, my God. Okay, look, let's wrap it up before Florian, like, pops something.
Drop something.
Look, seriously, if it's not happening for you just yet and you're feeling those frustrated feels, then remember to look for the gaps and get to work. We've got that Small Business Pro Blueprint. Go check it out. Be smart with your time and be okay with your, you know, with the pace. It's definitely a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah. Look at who you're being and step into the person who you want to be to get those all important results. And remember that you're awesome, honestly. Like, you are doing something amazing. So give yourself a bit of credit.
Oh, yes. And remember, you don't need to do this on your own. The best thing you can do is surround yourself with people who get you, bring out your greatness, and will help you kick the goals.
Yeah, love it. Okay, so now as we finish up, do not forget to head over to our website at businessschoolformums.com/podcast, where you can review the show notes and also get your hands on our golden blueprint.
And look, if you love this episode, we'd love you to share a little review, because as our student liaison Joe says, reviews make the world go round.
I love that little saying.
I know. We love you too, Joe.
I know. Totally. All right. And our parting thought for you today is that success doesn't happen overnight, and neither does failure. Both are byproducts of personal choices and conscious decisions we make on a daily basis. The truth is, when it comes to our relationships, our occupations, and spiritual lives, we alone determine whether we fail or succeed by what we do repeatedly. And that's Jason Versey.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So much thought.
Listen to that again.
I know. I feel like I need to read that like 5 times over.
Ultimately, it's just saying that it's down to what you do repeatedly every day, which will determine your success. So the person you're being, the actions you're taking.
That perseverance.
Yeah, exactly. Or non-perseverance. Correct. And moaning. So there we go. Some food for thought. One thing you could do, though, is
remember
to be brave in your business.